That brings us to Penny Hinnelly, who's waiting online. Thank you for joining us, Penny. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Kia ora, tātou.
I look forward to our debate here at Tangaroa on Wednesday evening, and thank you for agreeing to be part of it here on Wātea Digital. We were just talking then about housing, ghost houses, unaffordable housing for Māori interests, and I wonder if we might start there. John mentioned stamp duty, capital gains tax, that it's like being at the casino, but guaranteed to win. And overseas people with money are able to buy houses in our country, leave them standing empty, just collect the capital gains going forward. Now, I know it's a depressed housing economy at the moment, but it's almost guaranteed putia. Labour were considering a wealth tax or a capital gains tax, but we haven't had any concrete kōrero on that space. Could you share some thoughts in that area, please, Penny?
Yeah, most definitely. Look, it is clear that with respect to the way that the housing market operates, that this country invests in the wrong things. It's not a productive economy. They're static assets and houses where people just put their money in the hope that eventually sometime in the future, near future or long-term future, it'll grow. And that's not a productive economy. What we'd rather see is investment in business startups, capital for businesses to allow them to scale the work that they do, because we know it creates a productive economy. So what we're trying to do is look into, well, how does the tax system impact that? Labour will announce its tax policy in the not too distant future, so I won't be going too deep into that. But what is clear is that the housing situation in this country is just unacceptable. It's blocking people from entering the market. It's meaning that whānau can't afford to either rent or buy homes. And on top of that, we know that we don't have enough homes. And it's one thing to say that there are ghost homes or there are empty homes and Airbnb homes. Well, you still need all of those styles of homes in the housing market. What's clear, though, is we do not have enough homes and we do not have enough projected builds for the growing population in this country. So we're in a real deep hole here. Dale, I've always made it clear that the only way to get out of a housing crisis is you actually have to build your way out of it.
And we build them. I've been a bit uncomfortable with this term, affordable housing. It's almost a throwaway line now. I mean, what is affordable when you look at income streams for Māori kaimahi? And, you know, we're looking at houses up around $1 million to get into something half decent. That's far from affordable for many of our people. It's a throwaway line that successive governments have used. What do you read into its use?
You're right, it is a throwaway line, but there are some really good examples of how you can fix that. And the example I want to use and share with you is when I was the Associate Housing Minister, we supported Ngāti Whakaue and Te Awa to build homes on their land. And what they were able to do was have a model of home ownership whereby they kept an agreed value of a home. So what that did was it said, right, we know that we can build a home at this much. We're going to cap the value at, let's just say, $500,000. And anything on top of that is a net equity gain for a whānau who gets into a home. And they supported their whānau into home ownership that way. By the time the house was built and the whānau moved in, the appreciation on the asset had already almost doubled, which meant the house went from $500,000 to almost $1 million. Now, they were able to cap it, and they were able to make sure that, yes, they take a small profit because they can reinvest it into the housing model that they had. But ultimately, the whānau got into a home which was bought at cost. And I think there's some really smart, innovative ways we can do that to make sure whānau can afford homes. And we need houses across the spectrum, not just in emergency housing. We need it in social housing. We need it in rental housing. We need it in houses to buy. And we've got to build our way out of that.
Tēnā koe. On Wednesday, I'd like both you and Aurini to position your thinking as to why both of you believe the parties that you represent are the best vehicle to advance Māori interests Could you please describe how you see the electorate, Tāmaki Makaurau, as an advocate for Māori interests, and why Labor is a better vehicle to provide that advocacy than Te Pāti Māori?
Yeah, look, we're making it clear that Tāmaki Makaurau has a choice, and I was speaking on the weekend and explained how Tāmaki Makaurau is not only the most populated Māori electorate, but also the most diverse. We have whānau on reo journeys, we have whānau who connect to marae and others who don't. We have whānau who work in downtown Auckland and high-rise buildings, and those who work on construction sites around the city. So we are a very diverse population here in Tāmaki Makaurau, and I believe that in the cause of Labour to support aspirations of Māori here in Tāmaki Makaurau, that we offer the leadership to do that. And we're very clear on what our priorities are, which are jobs, homes, health, and of course addressing the high cost of living. We're of the belief that when whānau are secure in employment, have a nice warm dry home and are healthy, that's where whānau can best aspire to be the best whānau they want to be. And we believe that the Labour Party can offer that. We've done it in the past and we can do it again. So we make it clear and unapologetic about what it is that we stand for. And that's what we're offering the voters of Tāmaki Makaurau across that broad diversity of voters here in this beautiful electorate of ours, Chief.
Yeah, well, tēnā koe. Look, it's not so long ago when we recall Helen Clark when pushed regarding access to courts to determine our rights to the foreshore and seabed, opted to deny us that access to the courts. Now, I know that that was some time ago, but that was through a Labour Party as well. And so, you know, there'll be some thinking and maybe veering towards Te Pāti Māori because they feel that to get Māori kaupapa across the line, you either need some very strong advocacy, and I acknowledge Willie's abilities in that space in the last couple of cycles. But still, the Labour Party, its actions towards supporting Māori kaupapa seems dependent on how it affects the bottom line for them as a party and their numbers. Te Pāti Māori, on the other hand, go through, they can sing from, you know, from the mountains about Māori interests, but they don't have to pander to the ultimate impact it might have on party votes and party support. With that in mind, do you think that the Labour Party has changed and acknowledges that Māori support is the appropriate way forward for what's considered a mainstream party?
Look, we make no apologies for what we stand for in this by-election. I want to be clear to the whānau out there that both Jacinda Ardern, much-loved Prime Minister of our people, Māori people also, as well as Chris Hipkins, have apologised for the decision made around the foreshore seabed. They've been very clear about that. And a lot of the advancements that were made over the past 8 years, 10 years, were because of a Labour-led government on Māori issues, whether it was Te Reo Māori. I think of the work Calvin Davis did for Te Ahu o Te Reo Māori, making language more accessible to more people right across the country with a clear target of growing the number of speakers. I talked about housing initiatives supported by a Labour-led government for iwi who were looking to build houses for their people. We are very staunch about the kaupapa that we stand for, and what I've heard on the hustings as we've been out campaigning is slogans and crowing is all fine, but our people want action. They want to be able to have deliverables to see that people are actually advancing their causes, and we make no apologies about what we stand for in this by-election. And then further to that, Dale, you know, that's the Labour Party. I always say that Pini Henare is always unapologetically Māori. I've always been unapologetically Māori through my upbringing, through my whakapapa, and through the work that I continue to do. So, you know, that's the choice our whānau are going to have to make. And I've already been clear on what it is that we stand for, what it is we're hoping to achieve, and what it is I know should I be given the opportunity we can achieve for our whānau.
Well, tēnā koe, it's going to be an interesting debate. All the best on the hustings as well. Questions like this, I think I ask on behalf of our electorate. They want to back those who will provide us with the strongest advocacy against the coalition government that is hell-bent on denigrating issues that we hold dear and you know, ways that we see are best for the mokopuna who follow in our footsteps. But as always, a pleasure having you join us. Good luck on the hustings. Looking forward to seeing you on Wednesday.
Hey, well done to the Otahuhu Leopards, Chief, winning the Fox Memorial, and of course the Otara Scorpions. Let's go.
Yeah, ka pai, go the south side. Good one, thanks very much. Yes, I was lucky enough to be at the Otahuhu Club last night. It was going off, and all us old guys sort of shook our heads watching them mobilise, if you will.